Well, in the third quarter of 2019, the UK's wind farms, solar panels, biomass and hydro plants generated more electricity than the combined output from power stations using fossil fuels. The transformation of the UK electricity industry, with only 5 coal-fired power stations still operating, is likely to result in a zero-carbon industry by 2025. The development of another alternative source of energy looks set to speed up this process. Rob Osborne has the story.
The Eden Project is a research and educational foundation based in a disused clay quarry in Cornwall in the UK. Since opening in 2001, the project has pursued the goal of contributing to a world powered entirely by renewable energy. They believe that a missing piece of the jigsaw in providing 24/7 clean, renewable energy is geothermal technology, sometimes referred to as hot rocks. I spoke to Augusta Grand, Project Director for Eden Geothermal. I asked her first to explain how geothermal technology works.
Geothermal energy is the energy in the rocks beneath our feet. And generally, the deeper you go, the hotter it gets. But in some places where there's volcanic action or tectonic action, the heat's much closer to the surface, like in Iceland or Italy. And there, getting the heat out of those systems, they're usually hydrothermal systems with water too, is really relatively simple. You drill down into a reservoir, hot water comes up, and you make electricity and heating from that. But now, with improvements in drilling technology, you can drill down to places where tectonic or volcanic activity is really far in the past. So in the case of Cornwall, that's 350 million years ago, when some granite bubbles came up underneath the land, and that's the granite that we're drilling into. It brings the heat closer to the surface. I guess the situation is the same in Australia. Very old rocks.
The Eden Geothermal Project involves two drilling phases. The first well will supply heating for the biomes, greenhouses and offices on the Eden site. And the second phase will make Eden climate positive by 2023 and also provide heat and power to the local area. At the moment, drilling is a relatively expensive process. So how is the project being funded?
So the funding sources for the project is largely public funding. We have nearly £10 million from the last round of European structural funds. Cornwall is a very poor part of Europe. We have a GDP less than 75% of the EU average. And this means that we have large amounts of structural funding from the EU. So we've got £10 million from them. The local council has put in £1.4 million. And then we have an institutional investor who's remaining anonymous at the moment, but has taken the leap to invest in the idea, and they've put in £5.5 million.
But is geothermal technology economically viable and scalable as a source of baseload energy?
At the moment, in places where there's tectonic and volcanic activity, it's absolutely cost-effective. And I think about 25% of Kenya's electricity is already coming from geothermal. Iceland, most of the heating and a large proportion of the electricity come from geothermal. But it's these unconventional systems, as it were, like it would be in Australia and Cornwall, are the places for the biggest potential. And yes, absolutely, with improvements in drilling and when it becomes routine, the potential for learning by doing is enormously exciting, and we think that the costs will come down. It's just about commercially viable now if you've got a big heat load to go alongside the electricity. But we really hope that in the future, when people stop drilling for oil, they'll start drilling for heat instead.
Is there a history and a future potential for geothermal technology use in Australia? Here's Giles Parkinson, editor of the online newsletter and website Renew Economy.
The problem with Australia is that its hottest geothermal resources are found much deeper and are embedded in quite hard rock. And about 10 years ago, there was a lot of companies got very excited about the opportunities to exploit these really deep, what they called hot rock geothermal technology. And quite a bit of money was committed and spent on it. The one town in Australia that was powered at least partly by geothermal energy was the outback town of Birdsville in Queensland. And it had a relatively shallow resource. It wasn't hot as the hot rock ones. And it was the intention of the government-owned utility to actually update that geothermal resource with a new, more modern plant. I mean, it'd been operating for about 20 years or something, and it was going to be updated, but in the end, they just couldn't make the costs stack up, and they've just gone for solar and batteries instead.
Giles Parkinson, editor of online newsletter and website Renew Economy, ending that report by Rob Osborne.